I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Bush's job ratings are about 30%, and it seems that politically, at least, he can't catch a break these days. Well, there's one foreign leader who might happily exchange his political fortunes for those of Mr. Bush. He is Thailand's Prime Minister Samak Sundaravet. Protesters occupy his offices. Army commanders have demanded his resignation. A campaign of economic disruption has closed down some of Thailand's airports. And now Samak has lost his job over cooking shows. Simon Montlake reports from Bangkok.
Thai politics are full of surprises. A year ago, Samak Sundaravet was hosting two popular TV cooking shows. His long political career seemed to be over. Then came an election, and Samak emerged as Prime Minister. But he didn't want to give up those cooking shows, and he taped several more episodes. Today, that decision came back to sting him. A judge read the verdict today in Bangkok. He said that Samak violated the Constitution, which bans government ministers from moonlighting. The Constitutional Court rejected Samak's defense that he wasn't an employee of the company that produced the shows. Samak was immediately removed from office. Earlier in the day, TV cameras followed Samak to an outdoor food market, where he shopped and ate breakfast. That's his image, a man of the people. It's the image that Gesor Mala warms to. She's a cook in a small family restaurant in Bangkok. She had no problem with Samak being a chef and prime minister at the same time.
He makes very tasty food. It's really good stuff. It shows Thais what food is really about. He can do everything. He can cook in the kitchen, do lots of other stuff. So I guess he can definitely be prime minister, or anything really.
A woman nearby is pounding raw chilies, dried prawns and shredded papaya, a lunchtime favorite in Bangkok. She's not so sure that Samak's cooking prowess made him a good prime minister.
Some skills might be good for being a leader, but others are not so good. It depends.
Critics say that Samak lacked one crucial skill, the ability to listen to his opponents. Tonight they're cheering the court verdict, but they're also waiting to see who emerges as Thailand's next leader. The removal of Samak may not end the occupation of Samak's office by protesters. These demonstrators say they're defending democracy from bad politicians. But not everyone is buying what protesters are selling. Somyot Puksaka Semsuk is a former labor union leader. He says the protesters should calm down.
In the society, especially democratic society, it needs patience. You can change the government after 4 years.
Thailand doesn't seem ready to wait that long. And that's why its politics, like its street food, are likely to stay hot for the time being. For The World, this is Simon Montlake in Bangkok, Thailand.